A new report focuses on people who live on the front lines of oil and gas operations and say they face greater risks of asthma, cancer, and other illnesses. From the group Moms Clean Air Force, Face to Face with Oil and Gas looks at families dealing with benzene, methane, silica dust, and other pollutants from drilling. When rancher Lori Wilson lived on the Montana-North Dakota border, she says her asthma became so serious she'd pass out and eventually had to leave Montana for her health. Today, she says the Trump administration's gutting of methane pollution safeguards is troubling.
I have had to be hospitalized on trips back for my asthma. No mother, no grandmother, no Montanan should have to choose between their families and their homes and their health. I feel that it is totally unconscionable to roll back the federal methane protections.
The administration says the rule preventing methane flaring and venting at well sites is too burdensome on industry. A federal district court judge has blocked the Bureau of Land Management's attempt to delay its implementation, but the Trump administration is now developing and releasing a final rule to overturn this regulation. According to the report, almost 12.5 million Americans live within a half mile of an active oil or gas well, compressor, or processor. Pediatrician Dr. Lori Byron says oil and gas development release known cancer-causing agents, and children are among the most vulnerable to the pollutants.
Asthma increases and worsens for people living near oil and gas production sites. For children, it can permanently damage their lungs. As a doctor practicing in Montana for 30 years, I can tell you that no child is as desperate as one struggling to get air or dying due to damaged lungs.
Melissa Newts, a Montana field organizer for Moms Clean Air Force, says it's important to keep regulations like the methane flaring prevention in place and wants Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to know this.
Montanans expect Secretary Zinke to take our Montana values to D.C. We aren't interested in jeopardizing our public lands, sacred spaces, clean air, or our way of life for a polluting agenda that prioritizes polluter profits above our family's health.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.